Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
It's Wednesday, the morning we talk with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry about state politics. Jack, we got quite a bit of rain this past week, but not enough to stop the debate on dredging. Ships have been having a difficult time getting into harbors this year because of record low water levels in Lakes Michigan and Huron. Governor Snyder called it an emergency and said the state needs to come up with money to pay for dredging. The problem was where to get the money. There was debate over tapping the state's Natural Resources Trust Fund, but Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette says the trust fund is for land purchases and improvements and cannot be used for harbor dredging. Jack, what do you think is going to come of all of this?
Well, it depends on how severe the problem turns out to be. The rain has helped a little bit, but not much. The lakes are still about 2 feet below their normal levels, which means that boats may not be able to go as low. Some of these huge, big freighters might have a risk of hitting their bottoms on rocks, things like that, in shallow water and not being able to take on as much cargo. So probably if it ends up becoming an economic drain or we have some catastrophes, the state will somehow decide to come up with some money. But right now they're sort of at an impasse. Everybody in sort of in coastal areas and has anything to do with harbors says that dredging is needed, but the state doesn't want to pay for it.
Jack, while the nation is debating the issue of immigration reform, lawmakers in Lansing are moving forward on a package of bills to make Michigan more immigrant-friendly. Tell us about some of these bills.
Well, this is a package of bills introduced by the Democrats, and they provide an easier path for citizenship. The problem with these bills is that they're introduced by the Democrats, and Republicans sort of sneered at them, and the brutal truth is that Democrats really have no power in the legislature. In the House, they can occasionally block things. In the Senate, there are not even enough Democrats to prevent a bill from getting immediate effect. So these may be things that are talked about, but as of right now, they're not going to go anyplace unless and until the governor, for example, or the governor in coalition with some Republican legislative leaders decides to look at this in return for the Democrats giving them something else they want. And I don't see that happening right now.
Well, Jack, Governor Snyder is very pro-immigration. He wants the state to be more immigrant-friendly.
Well, of course he does, but he would probably prefer if he has some legislative agenda about immigration. We haven't really seen that yet, but also he would want it to be a package coming from him or coming from him and legislative Republicans. But it's very rare that one party enthusiastically embraces another party's bills, and these days it's rarer than ever.
And Jack, finally, on a topic we can't seem to get enough of, right to work. Legislation was moving forward that would financially punish some local governments and school districts, universities, and community colleges that extended union contracts before the law went into effect. But State House Republicans have given up on those efforts. Why did they reverse course?
Well, this primarily was the creature of some State House Republicans who sort of wanted to do this to take a punitive slap at Wayne State University and the University of Michigan for before Right to Work took effect. Remember, these bills were passed. Right to Work legislation was passed in December, but didn't take effect till March 28th to sort of get in under the radar. And Wayne State especially signed an 8-year contract that really preserved the union's rights during that time. Republicans were sort of punitive about that. But I think sort of cooler heads prevailed. For one thing, there was some question about whether sort of a punishment for doing something that wasn't illegal was going to pass constitutional muster. But basically, they backed off. They blustered and they rattled their sabers, but they backed off.
Have we heard the last arguments over Right to Work?
Oh, of course we haven't heard the last arguments over Right to Work. It's being challenged in courts. There hasn't been a whole lot of fuss about Right to Work because it has just gone into effect, and it will be a very gradual process before people see how this affects the state, whether new jobs come charging in or whether workers end up getting paid less, as opponents of Right to Work say, because contracts have to expire first and be renegotiated. Contracts weren't invalidated, just the ability for unions to have union shops. So it will take months at the least and probably years before we have any inkling of what the full effect of this will be.
All right, Jack, as always, thanks a lot.
It's a pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst.